Welcome to the Trail Mix Podcast. I'm Kara.
And I'm Nina. Welcome, everyone. This is our first time doing the podcast as Trail Mix. If you're new and joining us, we used to be the Wild Weenies. And if you're like, what? Go back two episodes. It kind of explains it. It was like a spur of the moment thing. And we wanted to start a podcast, but we didn't have a name. And it made us giggle. But it doesn't. I mean, it does nothing for nobody.
Yeah, it's just like funny to us in the moment. And we were like, we want to start a podcast. And everything was taken. And we were like, that'll do.
And this is like, that's embarrassing now. So
yeah.
So we're Trail Mix now. So we went on a 2-week hiatus because we went on vacation. What?
So it feels like it's been longer, honestly.
Oh, only 2 weeks.
My good.
But, it does. But we went on a 2-week hiatus because we went on vacation together.
Yep, everything together.
How'd your 2 weeks go?
Likely the same as yours. No, it was fun. I was looking forward to it so much, and it was just so much fun. The AMC camp is amazing, and the food was good, which was shocking for a vegan to like have full meals and desserts and.
Yeah, they do such a good job. So, like, for those of you who don't know, the AMC lodges, if you haven't been up in the main wilderness, you should go. There's three different lodges. There's Little Iford, which is where we were, Gorman Chairback, and Metawisla. And all three of them are, like, I think they call it, like, full service. So you get a cabin, and I'm pretty sure Metawisla has electricity, but Gorman and Iford do not. But you get a cabin. They cook you breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the lodge. Well, they pack a lunch for you. But breakfast and dinner is at the lodge, and then there's like bathrooms. It's wonderful, and it's completely off-grid. There's no cell service. There's in our case no electricity. It's just
a little cozy wood stove at night.
Yeah, it's really nice. And Hayden and I have been going for years and years and years, and finally convinced someone to come with us because we were like, people will love this.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. And then going to Acadia was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun.
And should we tell them about two wild things we saw in Lifford?
Oh, sure. You tell the first one, the big one.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure what the second one is.
Oh, so then how about this? I'll tell what you're not sure about because I know what you're not sure about. And then you can tell the big one.
Okay, great.
Okay, excellent. All right, so one night we were walking to the lodge. I think it was the first time. Yeah, I think it was the first night we were there. And it was like, I don't know, 8 o'clock. So, and there's no electricity. So it's pitch black and all you have is your headlamps. And so you can see the stars really well. And it was me, Kara, and Hayden. And Hayden was kind of walking behind us and Kara and I were just talking. And Hayden goes, do you guys see that? And we look up into the sky and it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was
wild.
A line of like, I don't know, 50? Yeah.
50!
More? Less?
I was going to say 15.
15, no. I can say with absolute certainty, because I've looked up pictures since, that...
Yeah, but there's different amounts that go in different, like...
I would say
50 of them.
I would say between 30 and 50. Yes.
Oh, wow. Wowie. Wow.
And let's lay some groundwork. Kara is terrible at shit like this.
I just can't estimate anything. I just right. can't.
All right. Anyway, so there was at least 30.
Okay. I'm okay with that number.
Okay. It was at least 50. Okay. So anyway, so these like, it was like a line of like, 30 to 50 lights in the sky, but perfectly separated and moving in a straight, like an arc across the sky. It literally looked like alien warships.
It was wild.
In formation. And they just like traveled across the sky and were gone. And so we were like, huh. And because we didn't have internet, we didn't have cell service, we couldn't Google anything. And then I remembered... And I don't know anything, something called Starlink that like Elon Musk started. It's like, I think it's like a satellite internet. And I was like, maybe that's what that is. But then we didn't know. And so like for half the trip or the whole trip, we were like, either we're under attack in, and when we get here, we'll find out.
And we couldn't alert anybody.
Yeah. Or it's satellites. And it turned out it's satellites. So if you want to look at what we saw, because it was really creepy.
Like it was creepy because like we were like, after we saw them all go by and disappear, we were like, because we have no service, we're completely out of touch with anything. If something is going down right now, we have no clue.
Yeah. Like you can't even like, I guess you could kind of get in touch with the, like someone could tell the lodge, but like,
sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you should look it up if you just, cause it was kind of, it was insane. And if just so you know what it is, if you see it, just look up like Starlink satellites in the sky. It was wild.
It's crazy. Cause they're so like uniformly spaced and also like flashing and they're just like moving at the same speed.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was weird. So we saw that. And then we also saw,
I feel like you should tell this cause you discovered it.
Okay. I mean, All right. So we were on a hike, in what they call the Grand Canyon of Maine.
It was grand, and it was a canyon.
Yeah, but like it's more like a what is it? Well, it's called the Gulf or Gulf Haggis.
Just kind of like a ravine.
Okay, yeah. What's another word for a ravine? A gorge.
A gorge. A big gorge.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah, like there was like multiple massive, beautiful waterfalls. But anyway, so we went, and each waterfall is named. So whatever. So we were at Jaws, the waterfall is called Jaws, and we were like, why don't we have lunch here? So we go walk out like to the viewpoint to see Jaws, and I'm looking at the waterfall, and then I look down like down the cliff, so it's like, I don't know, 12 feet to this like one little rock, right?
Yeah.
And then
12 is a number that sounds good.
And then maybe 30-ish down to the river below,
maybe 50.
100.
You know, yeah, multiple buildings.
No, it was not that, but anyway, so it was like it's a sheer drop off, and so I looked down and I was like, what the hell is that rock? And it was the saddest thing, a moose had run off the cliff.
Ugh.
And hit the rock and died, and it was a massive,
it was huge,
massive bull moose.
And it was so weird because like there was two people who were like eating lunch while we went to look at the waterfall, and Nina was like, would you say like, did you guys see the moose or something?
No, I was like, oh my God, there's a dead moose.
Oh, or is that a
moose? And they were like, what?
Yeah. And then I kind of walked over and I was like, oh my God. And it was just like sprawled out across the rocks. And it was so sad because we were talking to someone at the lodge later and they were like, yeah, like moose, if they're spooked or startled, like they're so dumb that they'll just literally run off cliffs.
Yeah. Which I take issue with. One, I don't like calling animals dumb. They're just like in a startled state. They're not thinking because they're prey animals.
Nina. Are chickens smart?
Oh, I love my chickens, which
I didn't ask you if you love them. Are they smart?
I just think when they're startled.
No.
No, they're not like the smartest animal alive. Nina. But would you say Rue's smart?
Yup.
Yeah, she is. She's really smart.
She's the smartest animal I know.
I just don't like calling an animal dumb. Like, yes, it's dumb that you get startled enough to run off a cliff and die.
What? How about this? Does this taste better? Dumb tendencies.
No, just like you're spooked. If you're spooked.
Yeah, but like if you're spooked, you don't run off the cliff, you know? If you're spooked, you run away on land.
I know, but what if something's running at you, like a pack of wolves?
Catamount. I would still have situational awareness where I'm like, yep, the back of me is the old goal.
But what if it's like, either I jump off this cliff and hope I survive, or get eaten by a catamount?
That's not what we're talking about.
That's what was chasing him.
He had other options. He could have literally gone any direction but over the cliff. He made a dumb mistake.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. He made a dumb mistake, not he is dumb.
Well, he's dumb for making the mistake. I mean, let's see it. You can watch where he was standing. You can hear the water when you're right there.
I know. It's just so sad.
It's so sad. It was horrible because then we never saw a live one.
Yeah, which is like funny because I was telling Kara every time we've been there before, and we've been there, I think, four or five other times without Kara, we have seen an alive moose.
I got no live moose.
Oh, it's so sad. Yeah, he was, and like luckily for us, there was like no blood or guts. Like he had just, I, what's it called? Like a blunt force trauma.
Ah, sure. Knocked right out.
Yeah, and he didn't smell yet, but like it could have been real gross.
Yeah, well, like I can't imagine any longer. Like, I bet the day after we left, it started to smell.
Yeah. So
it's a huge carcass just rotting.
Yeah, I know, because nothing could get to it, because from below it's a river, and like on the other side, the cliff probably is like at least 50 feet. And so you're not getting it to it from there. It's in the gorge, in the middle of the gorge. So nothing can like swim over to it. Nothing can get down to it, like other than like vultures. But that it would take I would assume a while for like crows and vultures to.
It's huge.
Yeah. So yeah. Two cool things we saw. I also feel like I should give everyone a chicken update.
Oh yeah. Are you ready? Yeah.
Okay. So over that break, I had two people watching my chickens. Very long story short, the day before we left, Hayden walked outside and like basically on our deck was a bobcat, and he was stalking the chickens, and Hayden like spooked him by like Hayden just came around the corner and the bobcat like fucking took off and the chickens were like running away from it because we leave them like free range to do whatever they want. So Hayden was like, fuck. So we were talking about like, all right, well, while we're gone, we should lock the girls up and the boy. I don't know. We have a rooster. I don't know if I've told anyone. Beans is a rooster. So anyway, so we're like, we should lock the girls and the boy up. In their like run, which is like covered on all sides, so nothing can get in it. Because especially if we're not here, we can't spook anything away. So we were like, yeah, let's do that. But then the morning we left, Hayden let them out because he thought we could get them back into the coop, which we normally can, but for some reason they were all just like,
oh no,
not today. So we were like, well, fuck it, like we have to leave.
Yeah.
And here we go. So we left and I get a text. I knew the guy who was watching our chickens wasn't going to be able to lock them up until 10 o'clock at night. So at 10 o'clock, I get like a text being like, hey, like you had a visitor tonight. And there was a picture of a fox next to the coop. So we were like, fuck. And I was like, well, and then he goes, and then he was like, oh, by the way, how many chickens do you have? And I was like, bitch. So I answered back, we have five, and then didn't hear from him. So I was like, all right, well, I'll text him in the morning. Long story short, I was like, do I dare ask if we have five chickens still? And he was like, you do. And I was like, excellent, leave them locked up. So when we got home at the end of the vacation, we still had all five. Everyone was fine. So, and they looked like, though, they had been in prison. Because while the run is like bigger than most chicken runs, it's not big enough.
Yeah, they're not running around scratching and pecking.
Yeah, they're not being chickens. They're just, and they literally looked like they had been in like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
So I like opened the door. I let them out. They had the time of their lives. 2 days later, before I was going to get groceries, and I hear them. I don't know if I've told you this, but I hear them all squawking. And I was like, oh, maybe one was laying an egg, because like,
oh no,
that noise they make.
Yeah.
So I like tried to find them down at the bottom of the driveway, which is like where their favorite spot is.
Yeah.
Because that's where I heard it. And I couldn't see a single one. None of them were coming out to see me. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, whatever. So then I drove away, came back. When I came back, there was four chickens. And I was like, no. And Furia was the one who was missing. But Furia like is always doing her own thing. So I was like, I'm sure she's
Furia is just dicking about.
Yeah.
So classic Furia.
Yeah, classic Furia. So then I like lock the girls up that night and there's only four. And then like that pretty much means like So I found feathers like the next day and I was like devastated.
Yeah.
Cuz I just felt I feel so bad that like Furia.
I know, it's the worst.
It's been a battle because I'm like, I feel bad, like not letting them out, but also I can't just like let them get eaten. So I'm going to keep long story. Then I decide okay, there's nothing in my garden right now. My garden's fully fenced, so I'm going to put them in the garden so they can, like, scratch about. And at least, like, it's fenced in. Everything's going great. Then one morning, I open the coop. They don't come out for until, like, noon. And I'm like, what is going on? So finally, I was like, come on, girls. Like, let's go to the garden. Yeah. I'm walking to the garden, and a fucking hawk swoops low enough that I could have touched him.
Yeah.
Trying to get one of the chickens. All the chickens, except for the rooster, dive under our deck. Everyone's freaking out. I'm screaming at the top of our lungs. So, like, long, long, long story short, I don't know what to do now.
Well, I think you keep them in their run and then either get fencing or...
I know, like, fencing for over the garden? Because, like...
Cause or just, Alexa... like, that half of the lawn from the chicken coop over.
Yeah, but I have to cover the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's, like, not... Here's the thing. It's, like, this is what I'm wrestling with. It's not fair to keep them locked up in that run. But it's also not fair to let them out knowing they could
die. To literally feed them to the wolves.
Yeah, but I almost feel like... I'm like... I no. feel like, you don't think so?
No. Nina, no. It's not like, wait, what got it? We think a bobcat or a fox?
I would assume a bobcat. Well, we're assuming bobcat, but he sent me a picture of a fox. It could be a fisher cat. It could be literally anything.
Yeah, so once an animal knows that there is a food source there, they're not going to be like, I'm going to stay away from that house now.
I know, so we just let him be, like, locked up. And then today I went out there. Okay, yeah. So today I went out there. And I had to, like, clean their coop. So I opened all the doors and I'm like, I'm right here. Like, if you guys want to go peck around, I'm right here and I'll follow you around as your bodyguard. They wouldn't even come out of the coop.
Yeah, because they, Furia's just got right in front of them, I bet.
I know. I don't know what to do. I feel terrible.
I know.
But you're telling me leaving them in the run is better?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you they're equally awful.
But I almost feel like letting them be chickens isn't as bad.
But here's the thing. You will lose all of them.
No.
You just will. You will.
I know that. But I'm like...
So what? You're just going to keep getting chickens to keep letting them die?
I know. That's the thing. It's like, do I make these... Do I keep them locked up like Shamu? Yeah. And make them go insane?
Little different intelligence wise.
Steve's little thing is gonna go down like the whale's tail.
Her comb is just gonna flop over. Yeah, just like Shamu.
I mean, it's different, but it's not really.
No, I'm totally with you. I do get it, but I think that knowing that you will lose all them is just like.
Or do I get, like, electric fencing and just, like, I cannot, also, an aerial attack might happen.
Yeah, it might. And honestly.
But I feel like I could fend off an aerial attack. Here's the thing. That hawk was.
Talons?
Well, listen, the hawk wasn't that big, right? Like.
Sure.
Like I'm not saying it couldn't kill a chicken. It definitely could. But I don't think it could pick up a chicken. Like, quickly, you know, like, when they, like, swooped it and, like,
sure.
So I feel like I would have enough time to run out and a hawk isn't gonna, like, and spook it off.
Sure.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're underestimating hawks.
I know, but I do know, like...
Beaks? Like, the talons? The fury?
I know, but, like, oh, you think it's gonna attack me?
No. But, like, what if, like... As you're wrestling them apart, because it's not just going to fly away.
Of course it will. If a person's coming at it.
No.
Yes, because here's the thing. I had a hawk this earlier this spring. Ugh, so sad. It was pulling baby robins out of a nest and eating it.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was literally sitting next to the nest. And I went fucking. And he flew right off. But he was like, I'm not kidding you. Like, the nest was here. He was literally just, like, sitting next to the nest. Yeah. And, like, the mama bird was freaking out.
Oh.
He was so sad. But he, like, ran. He flew right away as soon as I got there.
I drove by a hawk the other day on the golf course. I was eating a mouse and it did not even move. Yeah, but I drove by in a golf cart.
Yeah, but, like, if it, like, lives in that area, it's used to golf carts going by. It's not going to get spooked off. But you're telling me if you had gotten out of it and ran at it, it wouldn't fly away?
I don't know. I'd have to try.
So anyways, I'm open to all and any suggestions because I feel so bad for my chickens and I don't know
Yeah.
what to do for them.
So chicken advice, right in the DMs, straight away.
I'm like, okay, I need to know ground attack, aerial attack. What do I do?
Yeah, what's the likelihood of each, you know?
Or maybe I just like sit on my porch with like a shotgun and just.
Oh, see, now you're losing it. Now she needs to get a job.
Anyways, that's I think that's really all that's going on in my life.
That was a solid update.
I know, I'm just like beside myself with these chickens.
I know. I'm like, we're in the same boat over here, but we've kept them locked up, and it's like every day I'm just like, I want to let you out, but it's like then I'm literally feeding you to the foxes.
I know, 'cause you had a fox catch a chicken and not be spooked off by you or Pa yelling at it.
Correct. Yeah. Like Pa was on the deck. Ran over to it and it kind of just like looked at him. And then it wasn't until I let Rue out to chase it that it was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I think okay, and I said this to Hayden. We never had a single issue with little baby chicks.
Yeah.
And then Mason passed. I'm like, well, maybe we need a dog afoot.
Oh, maybe.
But I guess you guys have a dog
No,
afoot.
that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
I have a dog afoot and I
I
have
know.
two foxes.
So it's just pure
Raccoon.
coincidence. I had chicks running around outside all summer. What?
We did too.
Not outside. You guys didn't let them go outside. When
Of
mine
course we
were like
did.
this big.
What'd you say?
Mine were like this big.
Okay, regardless. I just feel like I think
Honestly.
you need to do some either Googling or maybe you'll get some good fan suggestions.
I just feel like I need
After all,
to
we are the chicken podcast with chicken listeners, so that's our fan base. Poultry.
I just feel like I just am being a bad chicken mom and I want them either to all die and then I don't have to deal with this anymore. Or
Okay, so you've had chickens for 12 weeks.
it's too much of a responsibility. I should have never been trusted with them.
That's very true. You don't even eat eggs.
I know.
Oh,
Anyways.
well, now that we're halfway through our recording.
How has your running been going? I was reading some of your log.
Like fine.
I
It's been really good for me. No.
Wait, so yeah, go ahead.
The trail running has been great. My
Okay.
workout the other day felt horrible.
Yeah.
I've got this weird thing happening. It happened in the middle of the summer where like the sole of my foot hurts.
Does it get numb?
Nearly, yeah.
Wait, that has been happening to me on the ball of my foot. Get like if this is my
Wait, what's the difference between the ball and the sole?
ball is like that like it's
Oh,
like
sure.
if these are
Yeah,
the
mine's my
toes.
sole.
Okay, so it's like in between your heel and your ball.
Yes.
Okay. 'Cause mine like not to make this about me, but like when I run sometimes uphill and I'm like really on the ball of my foot,
Yeah.
it gets like numb, but it also hurts, and then it sends like it up the toe a little bit. That's also numb, and it's like so
I've had
uncomfortable.
that something similar. That's not what this is.
Okay, anyways,
This
keep
is
going.
just a constant pain. And like the
So
other day, I
why
was
haven't
on my.
you told me about this?
Oh, because I'm managing. The other day, I was driving and just putting like the extending my foot forward on the gas pedal.
Yeah.
Like as my calf stretched out, it started to like I could feel it go down into my foot, and like I was like, "What does that have to do with anything?" And it was fine, totally fine. And I started
Yeah.
running yesterday and was like, "Oh,
It hurt yesterday?
yeah."
But wait, did you do your whole workout yesterday? What was what time was it? Oh, your long run.
What time
What day is it? Wait, so
it?
it hurt and you ran yesterday?
Well, yeah, I had to.
Here's the thing, is it like a hurting like it's getting worse or it's like 'cause for me it's just numb and it's not get I know I just know it's nothing. Like or it's nothing that like needs attention for me.
See, that's I feel like this is nothing, but it hurts.
No, okay, that's
No, okay, let me try.
because
Okay.
mine
Yeah.
doesn't hurt. It's just
Okay.
numb.
Yeah, let me try that again. So
It's
it It's like numb, and I don't think anything.
No, that's not true. What do you... Does it hurt enough that you shouldn't be running? What?
Probably not.
Let me see what you wrote yesterday. You didn't write a single... Oh, wait, you did.
Yeah.
All you said is, ugh, just feeling like a lame washed-up runner. I felt out of shape, and the sole of my foot was hurting. Oh, P.S. Doing the road half.
Oh, I'm not doing that half.
You're not?
No, the misregistration.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. I'm so tired from There's my so foot many things.
Yeah. Wait, so... Yeah, back to like...
You know, I'm managing. Better? When it becomes a problem, I'll let you know.
No, that's like the opposite of what you should do.
Yep, I will figure it out. And if I don't...
I feel like you need to take time off.
First person.
Wait, yeah, because you're being squirrely about it, so I think you definitely need to take time off.
No, listen to me. Just let me try it one more time.
That's outrageous.
I have something up my sleeve that could work.
What?
No, if I just run heel outside my foot to my toe,
yeah,
not a problem.
Okay. Oh, wait, this reminds me. Actually, never mind. Never mind. Okay.
Okay. So it's 6 to 8 tomorrow with stress. Yes. Okay.
Wait, in all seriousness, did it hurt today?
No, well,
today's your rest day, so it did. It did.
No, I
and it hurt while you were driving.
Listen to me, Linda, honey, listen. I went to work this morning, totally fine.
Okay,
came home and stacked wood for 3 hours, totally fine.
Okay,
came inside from stacking. Wait,
by the way, I saw that you were stacking wood for what?
Sure. Pa got a cord for what? I think, yeah. I think the downstairs fireplace, he really wants to get work in this winter.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
But so everyone knows, there is no wood burning other than the fireplace. It's oil or propane. Correct.
Yes. Okay. It's just for the ambiance.
Got it. Okay. A cord of wood's a lot, though.
It was a lot. I was like, pause, it's one or two. I come in from stacking wood, and I was kind of like walking around the kitchen, and it hurt then. Then it went away, and I haven't felt it since.
Okay. I think you need to take time off.
No, I did.
You're going to take 3 days off and then report back.
Three! No, listen.
No, because here's the thing.
Let me try it tomorrow.
No, there's no point.
Of course there is. If it doesn't hurt, I'm good as new.
Yeah, but you take 3 days off. If it doesn't hurt, you're good as new. If it still hurts, then you know it's more than just something that...
But how will I know if I don't run tomorrow? Because I let it have today.
No, you get... I'm going to put it in your log as we speak. Monday.
I can rest. Edit it.
Tuesday, rest. Wednesday, rest.
Okay. No.
Thursday, we will see.
All right. Well, you might have just been fired.
You don't even pay me.
Yeah, it's volunteer work. You're fired from your volunteer job.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I'm glad we chatted about that.
Yeah, we all are.
Other things we should chat about is, okay, so yesterday I posted, by the way, in case like anyone's like, I can't wait till they get to the topic of this. We don't have a topic today.
Did anyone ask us anything? Probably not.
I don't know. But if you are, the topic is just like catching up. But I did want to bring this up. Because I feel like, one, I want to publicly shame you, but two, it's a teaching moment.
Me?
Yeah, you!
This feels like an attack, this whole thing.
This whole episode.
I just feel uncomfortable.
Okay, so yesterday I posted on our Instagram. Okay. Which, if you don't follow us, hold on, Kara. Hold that thought. If you don't follow us on Instagram. We are the... What are we?
I'm busy. I'm so busy.
You on our Instagram?
Yeah, Trail Mix Pod. Trail Mix_Pod.
Okay, so we are Trail Mix_Pod on Instagram. So go follow us on Instagram. We post some pictures, updates. We're trying to get better at social media because that's the way the world works, but we're not great at it. You can also go follow us at our individual Instagrams, where we also post. I'm at Nina Pier Gentili. Kara's
Kate.
Or am I Nina underscore Pier Gentili?
I don't think you have an underscore. I'm K Pier Gentili. I think you're just Nina.
Okay, Nina Pier Gentili. We'll put it in the show notes. But go follow us on Instagram. We post updates, and if you ever have like questions for the podcast, we'll answer them there, or we'll you collect them there, and then we can answer them on the podcast. But yeah, so anyway, so I posted on Instagram that I was going for my long run, and I had three gels with me, 85 grams of carbohydrates, in an hour, which I was stoked about. And Kara messaged me and said, goes, how long was your long run, with like an exclamation point and a question mark, like how far were you running? And I was like, 13. Why? Well, what did you say?
I don't remember. I think I said like, oh, that seems like I saw all your goos or something.
Yeah, you were like, three. I saw three goos, and I was like, oh my God, or something like that. And I was like, just as a reminder, if you're running for 90 minutes or longer,
my God,
you need to be ingesting really between 60 and 90, but really 90 grams of carbohydrates per hour, non-negotiable, period.
I have some.
But like, three isn't even that much. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's so many.
I know, but like, that's what you should be doing. So I just wanted a quick reminder to everyone to always, to eat enough always, period. Any questions, Kara?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
I also, on that run, I only had three gels left, like, in any, like, bag.
Oh.
Anything, and I had to take a fucking French toast goo, and
they haunt me.
They're so bad, and I haven't had a goo in like literal years. And I was like,
yeah, I'm so sorry.
So gross.
I know.
So now I need to go shop for gels, which I think I'm gonna try. Did I tell you I'm gonna try Precision?
You mentioned it, yeah.
Well, I think it's because like I'm in the swap cult, so. Mm-hmm. That's what they use. So I'm like, well, I'm going to try that. But I'm still going to do spring. But I feel like, I don't know, I kind of want to branch out. But also, it's like, why?
Yeah, because why you struggled so broke? Hard and now you have something good.
Yeah. Yeah, but it, like Precision, the reason they're cool is because they're like, you know, one of their chews is 30 grams of carbs. Yeah. So it's like, you know, like they're really like, so I don't know. Anyways.
Okay, we have no questions. So.
Okay, any other life updates that we feel is pertinent, running updates? Kara's taking a few days of rest.
No, she's not. She's going to try it out tomorrow and see how she feels. pertinent to running. Not really.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Next week, we'll come up with a topic.
Or you guys can send us suggestions.
Yeah, if anyone has questions, comments, concerns.
Questions about the moose and how it was decomposing. And,
yeah.
And or the Gulf of Mexico. No, what is it? The Grand Canyon of Maine.
Yeah, Grand Canyon of Maine. It is worth seeing, but just like know in your heart of hearts. It's not. I've never been to the Grand Canyon, but I just know.
It's not like that.
It's and like it's marketed as the Grand Canyon of Maine. It's wonderful. Like it's worth it.
Beautiful. It's area. Yeah.
Like, definitely go look at it. But
we'll post some pictures from it.
Yeah, but it's not the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. But could be. So
close.
There was gonna be a Grand Canyon in Maine, I think that'd be it.
Yeah, that's like going anywhere though in any state and like picking something deep with a river and being like Grand Canyon of Vermont.
Yeah.
Be what? Could. Like
isn't because there, like there like, in Vermont that's the only Grand Canyon,
right?
So you have nothing to compare it to.
What does it take for something to be a canyon versus a gorge versus
I could Google, but I could not be bothered.
We'll get back to you guys on that one. One thing you're grateful for, one thing you're looking forward to.
Grateful for can you go first?
Sure. I am grateful for, I started therapy this week and I finally found a therapist I like. I've like gone through so many in the last couple of years and I finally found the one that I was like, yes. So I'm
good.
Really excited about it. looking forward to. Oh, Charlie turns one this week.
Yeah.
Oh, excited about that. I can't believe he's going to be 1 year old. And then we're having like a little family party this coming weekend. So yeah, that'll be exciting.
Nice. Yeah. Those are two very wholesome ones.
Yeah, so wholesome.
Mental
despair and a child's first birthday.
Yeah, wholesome.
As wholesome as it gets.
Straight out of TLC, you know?
Wait, speaking of TLC, you follow Zachariah. What's his last name?
Brown.
Look it up while I talk, because you guys need to follow this man. Funny. He posts the funniest shit, and then he started, like, I forget, I know it's a thing. Is it like, it's not tweeting, I know, but like live tweeting, like recaps of shows. What is that called? Is that,
well, if he's doing it on Twitter?
No, I said I know it's not tweeting. He does it on Instagram where he like, and he's right now he's recapping, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Porter. Zachariah Porter.
Zachariah Porter on Instagram. Like, go follow him. It is so worth your time, you guys.
So
but he recaps right now Sister Wives.
Oh. Which,
first of all, I used to watch Sister Wives all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And for
so
those
good.
Of you who don't know what it is, which I don't know unless you live in under a rock, it's a man who's a polygamist with his three wives, and it's just great. But so he good. Recaps it, and it's like the best part of my fucking week.
Like, this is so funny.
It's so good. And then he recently started recapping The Bachelor. Like, I don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Golden, the senior one?
Yeah, is it Golden Years or something?
Yeah, I think it's like, I was going to say Golden Hour, but.
Yes, he started recapping, which also Golden Hour seems a little fucked up. Isn't that like right before you die sort of thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I knew it sounded weird in my head.
Yeah, so anyways, he started recapping that. And it you guys, he's just a good follow. Like, it's just like one of those follows who makes you just laugh. Like, that's it. Yeah. You don't feel shitty about yourself while watching him. And every time I watch something, I like die. So go follow him.
Anyways, maybe he's my what I'm grateful for, because he does make me laugh all the time.
Yeah,
so.
He's so funny.
Zachariah Porter, grateful for you.
Hi.
One thing I'm looking forward to. I mean, I'm also looking forward to Charlie's birthday. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's crazy. He used to be just such a crinkly little old man.
Yeah, he looks like a 90-year-old lizard.
Now he's a real boy.
Yeah, he is. So fun. And also, so this is like a tangent, but we were like, okay, what do we do for birthday cake? And there's like all of these like birthday cakes that are like sugar-free and like with like this. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, why?
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to make him some kind of like low sugar. Like, I don't think he needs a ton of sugar, but like I was thinking like so picture banana bread when I say this, but like a banana cake. So mostly sweetened with like banana.
Yeah.
With like a whipped coconut cream frosting.
Well, that sounds good.
Sounds good. But then like the best part of it being him only one and it's his birthday and we're celebrating it twice, is he and I are like, what kind of cake do we want on his
birthday? Yeah, we all want cake. Oh my god, I have so vegan tiramisu I can go have.
Yeah.
Art, because you put it in a yogurt container. Pa has no idea that
he doesn't.
No, I've been saving the bean.
Forgets.
Yeah.
I love that. Because, like, okay, so for those of you who don't know, Kara and Hayden turned 29 on the same day, October 14th, while we were on vacation. And so last night we did like a family like birthday celebration for them. So Kara, in our family at least, we always like the person's whoever birthday it is gets to decide like what they want for dinner and then also the cake. So Kara wanted a vegan tiramisu, which came out really good.
It's so good.
Yeah. I know. I still have, so Hayden wanted a chocolate cake with peppermint frosting and I still have some of that. So I'm excited to go have that.
Yeah.
Oh, a good day.
Very good day.
All right. So, so go follow us on Instagram, trailmix_pod. Go follow.
Oh,
follow.
Oh yes.
Yep.
And back to you, Kathy.
follow us on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, and share. if you think someone would appreciate this, if you have a fellow chicken lover in your life. Usually we talk about running.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
It really all depends. Also, I'm putting it out there. I was thinking about possibly doing another, like, what we wear in the winter sort of, like, podcast, which is a
update.
very, yeah, like, it's the first one we did, but I feel like it could be, like, because right now I've been struggling with, like, what the fuck do we wear? Because it's so hard coming off of, like, warm weather to cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. If anyone thinks it would be helpful, let us know, and then we can go from there. But play us out.
Keep it wild.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.